Raja Yoga Meditation Program on the Rules. The theme is Devotion to Ishvara. This meditation is based on the light of the soul, the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali, discussing the eight means of union with the soul. Means two is the five rules, right observances, or Nijama. The commandments, Yama, and the rules, Nijama, must first be kept. And when his outer conduct to his fellow men and the inner discipline of life is brought into line with these requirements, then the aspirant can safely proceed with the forms and rituals of practical yoga, but not until then. Read the Great Quest meditation document on devotion to Ishvara so you understand the intricacies of this rule. Book 1, Sutras 23, 24, and Book 2, Sutra 45, provided in your meditation material, discuss the many facets of devotion to Ishvara. Knowledge is gained through devotion to Ishvara. This Ishvara is the soul, untouched by limitation and free from karma and desire. Ishvara is the sun in manifestation, the cosmic Christ, who is resplendent in the heart of each of us, the indwelling soul, the master in the heart. Complete obedience and subjugation to any guru is not taught. What is taught is subjugation to the lower man, to the will of the inner soul. This is the specific goal of these rules. Obedience, which the aspirant renders to the highest impulse that he can register at all times at any cost. Through devotion to Ishvara, the goal of meditation is reached. Basic meditation alignment. Sit comfortably with your spine erect. Breathe easily and relax your physical, emotional, and mental fields. Focus high within your head. And visualize the light, love, and power of the soul pouring into your three personality vehicles. For assimilation. Imagine yourself as the thinker focused within the soul illumined mind. Say the Gayatri. O thou who givest sustenance to the universe, from whom all things proceed, to whom all things return, unveil to me the face of the true spiritual sun, hidden by a disk of golden light, that I may know the truth and do my whole duty as I journey to thy sacred feet. seed thoughts. Who or what is Ishvara? What in practical terms does it mean to be devoted to Ishvara? Ishvara is the Son of God, the cosmic Christ, resplendent in the heart of each of us. Search deep within your own heart. Is the flame of Ishvara alight? What do you experience? Are you devoted to the highest impulses and guiding principles which come to you from your soul or master? How would you summarize these principles? Are these principles the guiding force in your life? Ishvara is reached through pure love and devoted service. To what extent do you love imperfectly as a human being and purely as a soul? What do you need to do to increase your ability to love purely? Throughout the month, be sensitive to your heart center energy and any impulses coming to you from your soul. Visualization. Choose one of the seed thoughts you wish to work with. Very briefly, realize how the seed thought will assist you to move forward spiritually. Determine that you will benefit from developing this quality in your nature. Meditation. Each day, select one of the seed thoughts following the Raja Yoga meditation method to focus on. Meditate by analyzing the seed thought using sequential thinking until you gain a synthetic understanding. Contemplate on it by holding your consciousness in your higher mind and open it to divine inspiration. Expect a soul-inspired thought or symbol to drop into your consciousness. Illumination comes as you recall any insights and summarize and ground them in your memory. Lower interlude. With deliberation, bring the meditation to a close and imaginatively reaffirm your focus in your mind and then in your brain. Quietly review and interpret any insights you received during meditation, summarizing with clarity what these insights were and what they mean to you. Distribution. Sound the great invocation followed by the sacred word Om three times, visualizing as you do so the redemption or upliftment of humanity and the earth. The great invocation. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center, which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.